Good morning. On behalf of the Gerst-Kemper family, I wish to welcome all of you to this funeral service for Willard. The funeral service, though, is not something we do for the person who has died. We don't gather here to pray or wish or hope Willard into heaven. We know by God's grace and what the Lord Jesus has done for him through his life and death and resurrection that Willard is already there. We gather to hear God's word so that we might be strengthened in our faith and trust in Jesus, so that when our final hour in this world comes, we too might enter into the Lord's presence and a joyful reunion with Willard and all of our loved ones in life everlasting. You may be seated, and we begin our worship with the singing of the first hymn.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Willard was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Please be seated. Please turn with me to Psalm 121 in the front part of your hymnal. Please read responsively with me, half verse by half verse. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord. He will not let your foot be moved. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The sun shall not strike you by day. The Lord will keep you from all evil.
He will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this day forth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Returning to page 278 to the funeral service, we continue with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Willard and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, the 25th chapter, beginning with the 6th verse. The Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples on this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces of marrow, and refined aged wine. And on this mountain he will swallow up the covering which is over all peoples, which is the veil which is stretched over all nations. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God for whom we have waited, that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The fire with me fast falls the even.
epistle reading is taken from the Epistle to the Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we continue in singing in our Lord's gracious presence.
members of Trinity Lutheran, other friends and associates of Willard, family members, and especially you, the members of his immediate family, through God's Holy Spirit, may grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is written in the Great Resurrection chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15, beginning at the 19th verse. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied. But now, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Now, you may not be aware of this, but there are some religions that actually deny the reality of death. They say that sickness and death are mere illusions. I guess they hope that by denying the reality of death, that they can somehow get around it. But we really are all dying, every one of us, no exception. The story is told of the famous authority on death and dying, Helen Keebler-Ross. She was speaking to a large audience, and she asked by a show of hands how many in that audience were terminal, and a few people raised their hands. She then reminded them that to deal effectively with death, they needed not only to admit it, but also to accept it. So a few more people raised their hands. She then asked if there were any more. After a pause, she commented, "You fools! You are all terminal. You're all going to die. You just don't know when." We know from the beginning, God made things very simple. You sin, you die. Even though I guess it's become a part of our American culture to either ignore death or to try to make a friend of it. We all die, though. As an old German proverb put it, and Willard, as a good German, would have loved it, Alkohol und Nikotin rauft die halbe Menschheit hin. Alcohol and nicotine carries away half of humanity. Aber ohne Rauch und Schnaps stirbt der andere halbe auch. But without smoking and strong drink, the other half dies too. I know at times we tend to say, he or she was old. It was a blessing. He was in so much pain. Now it's over. Yes, death can be a blessing, but only in Jesus. But death never is a friend. The Bible calls death the last enemy. But it still is the enemy. In our country's space shuttle program, we know some of the telescopes that were sent into outer space were designed to look throughout the universe for black holes. Those are objects in deep space, hundreds and thousands of light years away from Earth. And they are so dense that nothing can escape them, not even light. Everything is sucked into them. I guess we can say that death is sort of a black hole. It is real, and there is no way around it. And as you also may know, in our Lutheran church, we are often faulted for not eulogizing those who have died. We just don't spend the entire funeral service simply rehearsing all of the fine deeds and the good words of the one who had died. Not because we don't think they ever did anything worthwhile in life, But because we know that all of those fine things were not the basis of the person's good relationship with God. We know Willard did many wonderful things as a devoted husband, father, and grandfather. He faithfully served his country in the Korean War, which is often known as the Forgotten War. He was active in the community in the Lions. He was a faithful member of this congregation and served on many boards and committees, and enjoyed serving as the director of the men's choir, which just this morning you also heard from again. He tilled God's good earth and enjoyed doing that even in retirement. In a sense, you can say that farmers are a lot like pastors. They never totally retire. They just go to what is called modified service. And I myself really owe a real special thanks to Uncle Willard, because he was very instrumental in arranging my first date with my wife, Karen. We met at Karen's parents' 50th wedding anniversary, and apparently Willard saw that we were hitting it off pretty well and having a nice conversation. And he came over and talked to us, and he explained that they were planning on going as a family to see a Cardinal ball game and wanted to know if I was interested in going along. It was Karen's and my first unofficial date. And as you can say, the rest is history. And one of our very memorable experiences with Uncle Willard occurred when we took him out to celebrate his 70th birthday. Karen and I decided to take him to Mike Shannon's in St. Louis, which was a little upgrade over taking him over to Kretzker's. Uncle Willard almost had a stroke when he looked at the menu and saw the prices for each meal. And believe it or not, he even offered to pay for his own meal. I finally looked at the menu, and then I commented to Uncle Willard, "Willard, I never realized this, but each of your cows on the farm is worth $5,000. Willard was very down to earth, solid, and a faithful Christian. But Willard knew that when you face the old enemy death, human efforts and opinions count for nothing. The only thing that counts is God's faithful word. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied. But now, in fact, Christ has been raised, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Because of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. You see, we get to trade in this old body touched by sin and death, and God will give to Willard and to us brand new ones. You see, on the cross, Jesus conquered sin and death for Willard by his own personal death and resurrection. He declared, "Because I live, you will live also." And Uncle Willard believed that. I guess if our Christian faith means anything at all, here is where it really means the most: at the grave. Death is real, but Christ's victory over death, his resurrection, is an even greater reality. Our text said, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. And that assures us that someday your tomb, and someday Willard's tomb, and someday my tomb will be empty as well. The fact is, Jesus is alive, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death is softened into a falling asleep. For the Christian, death has become a falling asleep in Jesus. Jesus is the first fruits. And Willard, as a farmer, knew very well what first fruits meant. There is always that one stalk of corn, or few heads of wheat, or one tomato plant that always ripens first. That meant the rest of the crop was sure to follow. If Jesus is the first fruits from the dead, the rest of the crop is sure to follow. You and Willard and I are going to follow. Yes, death is very real, but Jesus has taken away from death the power to destroy and separate us from him. Death is real, but Jesus Christ is even more real. He let the black hole of death swallow him up, but in his resurrection, he filled up the hole, so it can't swallow us up forever. Yes, death is an enemy, but in Jesus Christ, it is a defeated enemy. And that is our hope, and that is our assurance. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith unto life everlasting. Amen.
We continue on page 280, following the outline of the service. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your dear Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And give to the family of Willard Gerskemper and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And help us, we pray, in the midst of things that we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we thank you that you have given Willard a long life of grace, and pray that you would grant that we too may die in peace and receive the crown of everlasting glory. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Willard and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was, is now, and forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us conclude our prayers. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen. Please be seated.